Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. As always, I'm so excited to be here with you today. I am drinking my beautiful cup of cacao, and I'm going to be answering one of your questions that you dropped in our Empowering Women for Success Facebook group. If you haven't joined yet, just follow the link in the show notes and make sure you join our free community of over 1,600 incredible women. So this question came from Miriam, and her question was, how do you know what your purpose in life is or your passion when you took multidisciplinary roles and was involved in so many things that you lost your innate strengths? This is such a good question. It's totally loaded, and I'm going to address it in a couple of different ways. Okay, so first of all, let's define purpose. So purpose, by definition, is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists, right? So your purpose is why you were created and why you exist. So that's a huge and I think that's why so many of us get caught in this, like, what's my purpose, because it feels like there's so much weight on it. Like, there must be one purpose for you, and therefore if you don't get that purpose, this life experience is going to be wasted. So there's so many things here. And then the other part of the question is, or your passion when you took multidisciplinary roles and was involved in so many things that you lost your innate strength. So a couple of things I want to address in that as well. First of all, I don't believe that you lose your innate strengths. And I know Dr. Miriam. Hey, Dr. Miriam, you incredible woman. And so I know that she is multi-passionate. She's multidisciplinary. And I actually think this is an incredible gift. And this is an incredible thing to have in this world. And as women, well, all humans, but women especially, we do have all these layers to us. And when we think of society and we think of life purpose, we often equate it to some kind of role. Like, my role is to be a mother, or my role is to be a successful businesswoman or successful in my career. And we put ourselves in these pigeonholes, like I call them, these boxes where we need to fit this mold. And I really think that that's the old way of looking at things, yet our society is just catching up now. Like, I believe our society is moving towards being more accepting of the fact that we are so multidisciplinary, that we are so multifaceted, that we are, there is so much movement in who we are, and our passions grow and evolve. And even if you didn't have multidisciplinary roles, you still may have different passions that evolve as you go through this life experience. So I actually think that that's natural. And we have stunted this, and we have made it wrong to not fit into this really pretty box of, you go to high school, university, you find a career, you get married, like this standard cookie cutter model of life. And I just don't believe that that is the new way of the world. I tend to think in more holistic and more broad and overarching terms, and I don't like to limit myself in any of that. But however, Let's talk about purpose for a second. If we are going to address the question in regards to how the question was asked to finding your purpose, I believe that there are some strategies we can use to determine what we should be doing in terms of like understanding our personality, like understanding who you are and what you enjoy is really important in regards to what kind of career and impact that you want to have in the world. So I would ask questions like, what brings me joy? It's not just what you think you are good at, but what brings you joy? What makes you excited? What kind of conversations do you enjoy having? Like, what topics when you're around your friends and family light you up? That will give you an indication. The other thing is, while we don't want to seek external validation, I think it's really good. It's kind of like with our 360 leadership, you know, reports, when we give feedback to each other, we want to get feedback from our peers. So what kind of feedback do you get from your family and friends about what you are good at? That can also give you an indication as well. So really feeling into what brings you joy, what feedback you get, and what you actually have competence in. And if you do want to make this a career, it can also be like what will have an impact in this world. And so there are different questions and layers that you can unravel to find what is your purpose. And I think that's very three-dimensional in terms of what is my life purpose in terms of career or vocation. But I think of purpose in much more broad terms. So when I think of purpose, going back to the definition, is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So I'm going to say something a little bit esoteric here. I believe the reason we exist is to grow. I believe the reason we are here is to expand. I believe our soul chose to be here on this planet for this life experience that it can more fully express itself. It's about expansion. It's about expansion. The soul its only purpose is to expand. Yet when we get into this 3D physical body, we embody this ego, which isn't bad. But the ego likes to know, it likes to delineate, it likes to this is this and that, and wants clarity and structure and identity. The ego wants to identify and personify. I am this. I am a doctor. I am a lawyer. I am a mother. And it wants to separate one from the other, whereas the soul does not. The soul knows that we are all interconnected. And so I believe, right? So I believe my purpose is to expand. Now, in the way that I wish to expand is going to depend on a couple of the questions that I positioned a few minutes ago, which was, what brings me joy? What do I enjoy? Well, I enjoy teaching. I've always enjoyed teaching. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy writing. I enjoy creating courses. So I enjoy that. So that brings me joy, right? What do others give me feedback on? People give me feedback on my ability to teach, my ability to coach, my ability to write, right? So there is that correlation. But then when, Miriam, when you were talking about being multidisciplinary, I too fit into that. And for so long, I felt like, and I've shared my story before, but I felt that as a teenager growing up, I felt very broken. I wasn't, but I felt and I identified as that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm a creative. I was an artist. In high school, I was a very good artist. I did lots of art courses, figurative, acrylic, oil, all of it. And I wanted to be a fashion designer. And then I ended up becoming a hairdresser, and I was doing hair in salons and also for fashion shows, and I was doing makeup, and I was in that world. So I identified as that. That was who I was. And then I was like, you know what? That's not for me anymore. I don't want to be a hairdresser for all of my life. So then I went to business school and I studied business and I went down that path and I completely closed the door to that creative side because I didn't see how I could make them it. But as I have grown in years and I believe wisdom, I have realized that I don't need to shut off different parts of me. I can be all, right? And that is really the philosophy of my teaching, is that we get to live abundantly in this life experience. In this life experience, we don't have to wait for the next one to experience a different life experience. I can be a creative. I can be in beauty, and I can also be very philosophical. I can be both. I don't have to choose. And I think because of the evolution that I have been through, that's what made me expand my business into the self-care and beauty industry, which I'm doing now. And I'm about a month in, so this is very fresh for me. But this is why this question really spoke to me as well. It's like, where are we shutting ourselves off? So this is what the question I'm going to ask you, Mariam, my love, is, where are you shutting yourself off to something that brings you joy because you can't make logical sense of how it's going to make sense with your other career or a certain direction you want to go with your life? And are they truly conflicting, or have you made a conflict in your mind? Because that's a very different thing. If they're truly conflicting, when we have two values that completely don't align, that's a conflict. Or have you not really seen it done before, where, you know, it's publicly or widely done that someone does this and they also do this? So find what brings you joy. Find what you're good at. Find what excites you, and be okay with it being multiple. Because your purpose, from my perspective, and this is just my humble opinion, but your purpose on this planet is to grow. And then you get to decide in which ways you get to grow and share your gifts with the world. And your gifts, in the way that you share your gifts, are going to look so different to anybody else. So don't compare yourself to anybody else, because only you have the gifts that you have. Only you have the dreams that you have. Nobody, not one person on the planet, has the exact replica dream to you. That was a conversation between you and God. It was not a conference call. That's between you and God about what your passions and what your purpose and what your goals and what your dreams and vision are for your life experience. And your only job is to be okay with it. And your only job is to not make yourself wrong for wanting and desiring. Because in the spiritual text, it has never said that desire is wrong. Desire is how we get what we want. It's our acknowledgement and us witnessing of the gap between us and what we want, or the absence of our desire, that creates resistance, not the desire. So you are allowed to want to be anything that you want to be in this world. You can want to be a mother. You can want to be a wife. You can want to be a career woman. You can want to be a doctor. You can want to be an artist. You can be all of those things. And all of those can or may not be part of your purpose. Nobody can feel into that except you. No one can give you the answer. But you can go within yourself and ask those couple questions that I asked. What brings me joy? What feedback do I get about what I'm great at? What do I have real competence in? What can I make an impact in? And then feel into your soul about which direction you want to go, and then don't judge yourself. I hope that gave you some clarity, my love. Thank you so much for your question. And if you want your question answered on another episode of the Marcia Miyake Show, make sure you join our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.